The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, everybody! Welcome, welcome. Let's talk about the MAPS Black program on the show today. We got Sal DiStefano and Adam Schaefer. Yeah, we created this, and we're going to talk about it right now. Let's go ahead. Sal DiStefano, give us an update. What do we got here?
Yes, Justin Andrews, I will take MAPS Aesthetic is on sale until April 26th for $107.
Ooh, $107!
I'll take that, please.
Oh. Match that, Adam Schaefer.
I like that. I think what we're going to do, I think I'll take a free t-shirt, a black on black free t-shirt.
Ooh, we're gonna throw in a free t-shirt. Like, let's get this going. Spin the wheel.
It's weird. Adam sounds like he's a host also.
You can take my job.
I'll answer the question that says you can actually start MAPS Aesthetic for only $44.
Oh, yeah, $44. Douglas, what do you got to contribute?
50% off all guides or apparel.
Yeah.
Doug has the same syndrome.
Yeah, fucking three.
It's contagious.
You got to do what everybody else is doing.
I'm the only normal one.
I'm losing control of my show.
You can enroll on mindpumpmedia.com. Do it for a full month. You don't like it, you get a refund. Mindpumpmedia.com, MAPS Aesthetic, newest program.
Brilliant.
Win some money.
That's so weird.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Did you guys see Devin Physique's YouTube video?
I did. There's a good topic.
It made me cry a little bit.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did. I want to hear your thoughts on it.
So first thing I'm going to say...
very emotional.
First thing I'm going to say is I didn't know he had the little piercing on his eye. And his
that's the first thing he was in.
I noticed it. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
He's accessorizing.
In the video, he's basically apologizing for photoshopping his pictures, and he wanted to apologize. He's taking the credit or the heat for it. I think, personally, here's my opinion. This is my opinion. I think it goes way up to the top. I think this is part of the whole... Shred's brand or whatever. I don't have any confirmation to this, to you know, or backing behind it. It's my opinion, but I think he was probably told to take the heat for some of it so that they could save some of the brand. I will say this: I commend him and respect him for coming out and admitting it and apologizing. But it's out there; everybody fucking does it. And to be honest with you, that's not the that's not the issue that I had with, you know, some of the stuff anyway. It wasn't the photoshopping. It was just the stupid bullshit outlandish claims.
That seemed to be the one that was easy for everybody to latch onto to really, you know, talk trash and show like differences of like, oh, here's how he really looks and all this. But it's like, he still looks good. That's not the issue. It's like, the issue is what they're selling and the information they're providing everybody is just dog shit.
Yeah, the shit programs and shit diet and then the supplements that, you know, whatever, don't do anything for you. That was my issue.
Everything else is a distraction.
But I respect him for making a video.
Absolutely.
And coming out and apologizing.
It's the best thing you can do. And like anybody else, like in that same situation, you know, that's the best thing to do is just be completely honest. Be like, hey, look, you know, I got carried away and I thought everybody was doing it, so I did it or whatever the case is. But I mean, it's a lesson to learn. Like, you got to be authentic in any pursuit that you do.
Man, what an interesting story. The meteoric rise and crash of Shreds.
It's just like crash dieting.
The brand has just taken a shit. Everybody's
you guys are a bunch of sweethearts. I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I don't commend any of it. I think the motherfucker relies on all that. I think he's got $10,000 in lease payments that he's got to pay for, and he's losing money off the back end really fast because he probably had built up his $599, you know, membership access to a workout program business up to where he was making decent money, which is probably why he went out
inner
and got
pecs and lower biceps
doing all this crazy shit, and it's probably, you know, falling apart like crazy really fast, and this is him pumping the brakes. I mean we talked about Shreds over a year ago. And it's not like he wasn't batting an eye back then. And it wasn't like we were calling them out directly, because we called out the industry. The whole industry's on that, which this is the part I find ironic.
Is the other going.
All the other, you know, fitness celebrities now talking shit about Shreds.
Oh, that's so... They're jumping on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
You're seeing these fitness celebrities...
You weren't saying dick. You were trying to emulate what they were doing 6 months ago, you tool.
You were Photoshopping your own shit. You were slinging your own bullshit supplements. And now all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to make a post talking shit about Shreds. Yeah. Talking shit about... Shut up. Shut the fuck up. You weren't saying shit when they were fucking kicking ass. The only people I can remember who were ready to fucking put their necks out was us.
Yeah.
Because we were calling the big dogs out. We still do that. And all these guys were kissing ass, and you know, now all of a sudden everybody's talking
and
shit.
And like I said, everybody looked up. If you're in the fitness world, I don't care whether they deny it or not, you know, either you're either truthful about it and straight up about it, but you look at a business, even ourselves, we've admitted this about Shreds. It is a brilliant business model. The way they infiltrated the Instagram and the social media.
Well, is it though?
Well,
I'm going to go ahead and play devil's advocate to that, because now enough. Where do they go from here?
Fair enough.
And what kind of business are they going to start where anybody would trust anything they say ever again?
This is why I still stand by it. It's brilliant, because I like to think that if you're running this monster, you're smart enough to have an exit plan out of this too. Because if I'm building up this house on straw, I'm not waiting around till winter. I'm building this motherfucker up.
Well, they better get out.
I'm selling it during summertime before the hurricane comes in and knocks this shit down. So,
I think their marketing was brilliant. I think the way they set things up was brilliant. I think the way they sold shit, the things that they said, wasn't. And their backlash was waiting to happen. But here's the thing. You know what this kind of reminds me of? The crash of 2008, the economic crash of 2008. You had Lehman Brothers and these huge investment companies and banks that were the first dominoes to fall before the whole financial system just collapsed. Well, guess what? It's happening in the fitness industry right now. Shreds is one of the first. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be the last. The industry is cleaning house, and you know, we're calling it out. Now other people are starting to call it out. People are getting sick and tired of some of the bullshit that's, you know, being sold, the program, the workouts that are hurting people and just are cookie cutter, the diets that are just unhealthy, you know, the supplements that are shit. It's all coming around. The pendulum is swinging. It's going to swing hard. And here's my advice. My advice is to Devin Physique, leave Shreds now. You've got your followers.
Yeah.
Leave Shreds. You've already apologized. Start your own shit. Even if you got to start from square one, you're better off because you have this loyal following who they want to follow your trials and tribulations. And let me tell you something. Everybody loves a success story that failed and then succeeded again. So use that to your advantage. And to the owners of Shred, sell that shit and start something else and you know, go in the opposite direction. And to the rest of you in the fitness industry, pay attention. The pendulum's swinging. You're not safe.
No.
Everybody's going to get affected, and you either change direction now or you're going to be forced to.
The old model, it's dead. And if you don't realize that now, I'm sorry, but there's going to be a lot more people like us very soon that will have a lot louder voice. And we're pretty gentle about how we present our position. Gentle. You might think that we aren't, but we definitely are.
Oh, absolutely.
We could go off.
Absolutely.
And we could come directly to you. But, you know, we don't, because we get it. Everybody's trying to make a living. Everybody's trying to make money and whatnot. However, you know, this industry, it has been a long time coming with all this bullshit. Like, people just are realizing it now, and information spreads so quickly now that anything that's not authentic is just going to be, you know, under serious scrutiny.
Well, you saw how viral it went. It was within a few months, people were posting Photoshopped, unphotoshopped pictures. It was sites were popping up that were talking shit about the company. It was it felt like overnight, because it happened so quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally 1 year ago, they were the darling of Instagram. And now, you post a pic. There was one guy, I don't know who it is, I'm not going to say names, but there was one guy who did a post yesterday or 2 days ago, and he's like, here's my story of why I left Shreds. Trying to make himself, you know, he's trying to be smart, right, and jump ahead of it.
Right.
Which, you know, like Adam was saying, you know, where were you, you know, 6 months ago or a year ago?
Yeah. I mean, that's, I think all these guys, they got to say that now because they're, you know, in that's
the only way to save face.
What's kind of neat, and I think you've said this before, Sal, what I think is so fascinating to me about social media is that it the free market side of it, you know, it's so dope how it managed itself. You know, like if you're going to take shortcuts, you know, and this is how you get bit in the ass right here. Yep. Because you see, I mean, I'll tell you right now, and we've talked about this before. Don't think it wasn't hard for Mind Pump. I mean, we're all grinding hours away like crazy. We have to work our other full-time jobs during the daytime just to support trying to do something that we're passionate about. And we know that, okay, yeah, it would be great if we jumped on board with some supplement company and started peddling supplements real quick. We could all make some great money and we'd all be able to stop working and just do nothing but Mind Pump. But we always knew we had to keep our integrity because sure, we could have done that real quick and we could have put a spin on it and sold it somehow. But then we know too that like, that's exactly what we're all the shit that we're calling out. So we can't do that.
It's too many fires to put out. It's too stressful. Like why, you know, like when you're first like that, I understand too, because they're like the first ones to do this. So, you know, they had that immediate sort of following that were like, oh, wow, cool. Like great videos, high production, sexy people, you know, that's the formula. And, you know, and they're just going to keep going and going and going in that direction, never changing, never like really concentrating on good information. And that's the easiest way to sell shit ever.
Well, for me, I'll tell you some of the stuff that were just massive turnoffs, aside from the obvious stuff that we're talking about. I can't fucking stand this. If you're a supplement company and you're posting 15-second videos on Instagram of your physique person coming out of a fucking Lamborghini holding your stupid shaker cup like, yeah, I take X supplement, I drive a Lamborghini. Bitch, you don't drive a Lamborghini. Stop fucking lying. Yeah. And also, what the fuck does that have to do with fitness? What are you boasting about? Yeah. That you got a Lamborghini because you got a bunch of people to buy your shit products? That, to me, is not good. When I look at that, I think to myself, that's not going to last. Now, unless you're selling a product that teaches people how to make money, why are you demonstrating or trying to show off how freaking awesome and rich you are? Let me get out of this helicopter with my branched chain amino acid. Get the fuck out of here.
Because anytime I take helicopter rides, I make sure to grab my BCAA.
I had so much protein. I left a bomb in there.
Unless I'm at a seminar that's specifically to teach me how to make money, then I would like to see the dude driving a Lamborghini. But I'm here for fitness. Like, I need you to know your shit. I don't care what you're driving. You know what that makes me think when I see that? I think to myself, like, is this motherfucker hustling me? Mm. Like, he's driving a Lamborghini.
It's funny. Then I'm thinking, I think is douchebag.
Yeah, and then I'm like, yeah, he's a douchebag. Like, no, you're not. You're 5 foot two.
But here's what's crazy. 2-point-something million people disagree with you.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Here's the deal.
Not
2 million people plus, because I think he's at like 2.5 million people that follow this kid.
It's changing, dude. You're right.
No. You're right. It is changing.
You're right.
We're both right.
Doug's right. Doug's right.
No, it is. It's changing, and it's got to go that direction, but we are definitely not there. I was just watching, and I think I told Justin this. Who's the guy that does the insanity and all those different Tony Horton?
No, that's the P90X guy. The other guy is Sean T.
Yeah, Sean T. Yeah. And he's got this new like hip hop one out, and it's like, you know, it's high intensity.
Wait, hold on. When you were trying to come up with a name, you did a little move. I had no idea what you were doing. It looked like you were doing
a little bit.
Looked like you were doing a double hand job. Was that your hip hop?
That's the double donkey pumper. That's what they call it.
he was going like this, he was
double
like,
donkey pump.
Literally,
double
like he's giving pump. Two hand jobs onto his chest.
Right,
and that's hip hop for Adam.
I mean, it's a dance move. You gotta respect
it, bro. I never claimed I could dance.
Okay, so what happened to this guy? What's his name? Shanti.
Yeah, whatever. My point is saying this
Shanti.
Is so.
Shanti.
I'm watching their infomercial.
Shanti.
And holy shit, man! It's like it sucks you in, and they do this. But it's the same formula. So that's how you know it hasn't. It's changing, but we're far from where it needs to be because it's one of the top selling programs that are out there, and it's people. These transformations. I can look at the transformation and first I could tell you probably what she did as far as her workouts because I can see the muscle that she put on her body. She did not do it hip hop dance. Did not put fucking deltoids on that broad for sure.
Well, I'll tell you. Okay, so
they hire models and celebrity fitness people to do their program.
Listen, the age of information is upon us, and let me tell you what it's doing. Okay, when we were younger and you went to go buy a car, you would go to the dealership, and it was a fucking hustle. You had to sit there. You had to wheel and deal and go to the next one. It was a fucking ordeal. And many times you left and you felt like you got ripped off. Nobody has a good nobody had a good experience. Like, you talk about car salesmen. When people think about salesmen, car salesmen, they think sleazy. They think bull. Now, I have friends that are car salesmen, and a lot of them are honest. But my point is that they developed that reputation. But in the past, there wasn't the age of information where you could share how much you paid. I got ripped off. So they could get away with all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
What happened to car dealerships now?
Oh, yeah. Everything's online.
True car.
That's why a lot of car salesmen will tell you it sucks now, because people walk in already with the lowest price that they can go to.
That's right. I got the invoice. This is how much I'm willing to pay over. Done deal. And
great for the consumer.
It's great for the consumer. This is what the age of information is good for, is it's good for the consumer, and it creates transparency.
Exactly why we're doing this.
Exactly. Whether you like it or not, it's going to make things transparent. Look at when we were in gyms. Let's use that for an example. When we were selling memberships and training and shit in gyms, there was a lot of bullshitting going on. There was a lot of, it's the final day when it ain't the final day.
I mean, you remember we used to have those?
Oh, fuck, bro.
It's the final closeout.
I think we'd have like 13 final days in a month.
Yeah, it was. But you could get away.
Final.
You could get away with that shit.
Business sale.
Because these people, you know, they're not going to go online and write down how much they paid and whatever. Now, you want to buy a membership at a gym, you go online. Boop, I know how much it costs. I'm going to walk in. And so it's all standardized. With fitness, same thing.
Yeah.
This bullshit, the consumer, here's the deal. Here's the problem. This is the problem. The average consumer in America of fitness products, fitness and nutrition products, was entirely ignorant. Not stupid. They're not stupid people.
Right. We're smart people. Misinformed, yeah, from everybody else that has these like huge amounts of money to make these awesome looking marketing campaigns.
They're just ignorant. It would be like if someone walked in and knows nothing about fitness, they look at me and they see a fit guy and they want to get in shape, and they'll literally do whatever I tell them because I look the way I look.
Right.
And that's what it was before. But the average consumer of fitness and health now is becoming educated. They're learning now because the information is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they finding? They're finding that most of the stuff...
Most people are full of shit.
...is bullshit. And here's what's interesting. When the fitness industry first became an industry, you know, you of course, just like anything in capitalism, people are trying to figure out how to make it a business, how to make money off of it. And that's good and bad. The good part about it is they produce more products, you get more information out there. The bad about it is it takes a little while to filter out some of the bullshit in the shuck and jivers. But in the early days of the fitness industry, the way you made money was through magazines that basically sold information. And what was in those magazines? How to work out. That's what you got. That's how you made money in the fitness industry in the early days, was you taught people how to work out. Now, they didn't have a lot of science behind it, but there was a lot of experience. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something right now. You get a bodybuilding magazine from the 60s, there's way more valuable information in that one than there is in one today. You will get better workout information in the one from the 60s than you'll get in the latest issue of Muscle and Fitness Today. This is a fact, because they were presenting information. Then somebody figured out supplements is a great way to make money, and all of a sudden how to work out just disappeared. It stopped being a science. It started becoming, nobody gave a shit what a workout, what a bodybuilder's
the latest, what are you taking?
It's it. Nobody cares. You open up a muscle magazine now, and in the back you might have like, you know, so and so's bicep workout, and you know what, it looks like the other guy's bicep. Like there's nothing really behind it in terms of the science behind their programming and their workouts. Dieting has always been, you know, a bunch of bullshit, you know, here and there. But now when you're looking at nutrition, you're starting to see more and more science start to come out with nutrition as well. People are starting to educate themselves more on that as well. And I think fitness is moving in that back in that old direction where it's about the workout. Like people are going to want to know, how am I going to work out to get the best results? And here's the reality. The reality is, if you spent all that money and time that you spent on supplements and bullshit, you know, crap, you know, exercise, you know, new piece of equipment that I squeeze between my knees and shit like that, if you spent your money on a good workout with, you know, that was developed with solid science and experience and sound solid nutrition advice, you're freaking gold. And this is the direction it's going. That's why all these companies, Shreds is first. They're the first ones.
Yeah.
All the other stuff is going down. Look at all these Instagram pages with all the people are starting to see backlash now with all these, you know, these fitness celebrity chicks, you know, just showing off their ass, and everyone's going to want to look at that, sure, but people aren't going to listen to them anymore. You know what I'm saying?
That's why porn's so popular. Right?
What? Yeah. People want to look.
Yeah, like it's just a reflection of that. You're not doing anything significant in the fitness realm. You're just looking. It looks like porn to me.
Yeah.
No,
that's all it is.
I think you're going to see more. I mean, you're going to see more fitness people come out with more programming, more workout type stuff. You're going to see more of these monthly based, you know, sites where you can pay a fee and then you get new workouts, where you get coaching, where you can build these communities, because the average fitness consumer is becoming educated at a ridiculous rate right now. Like the average fitness consumer today knows so much more than 5 years ago, and they still don't know any. They still don't know a lot, but they know a lot more. And so the old,
so much more resources with the internet.
So much more.
Yeah,
dude. The old shit is gone. Like when we first started Mind Pump a year ago, and we were telling people you don't need to eat, you know, freaking 1.5 or 2 grams of protein per pound of body weight. Everybody was like tripping out over what we were saying. It was like crazy information that we were putting out. Now I see people talking about it all the time now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when we were talking about not eating small meals, like you don't have to eat small meals throughout the day. That was like blasphemy. Yeah. Now nobody's really debating it anymore.
No.
It's all interesting.
Well, they had entire fasting food companies that came out of nowhere just to cater to that 6-8 meal, you know, prepackaged formula.
Just 2-3 years ago, I mean, 6-pack bags came out of nowhere, man. Yeah. I remember the first time I saw one when I was getting into competing. I thought, oh, that's so cool. That's way cool.
So convenient.
Oh, man. And I watched, and I remember trying to order one, and they were like back ordered for like 2-3 months. It was ridiculous. They grew so fast. So I don't, you know, sometimes I feel like it's a kind of a losing battle for us. I don't know if the pendulum swings all the way back in our favor the other direction, because I feel like there's always going to be ignorant people. I also feel like there's something that, like, if I catch myself, I know better, and I'm still entertained by the shaker cup and the Lamborghini and the tits and ass. I can't help but look. I can't look away.
You're looking, but will you buy anything?
No, of course I won't, because I'm smart enough. I know better, but you know what? Somebody who's maybe not as educated or not, I mean, is still going to get sucked into that. It's just
like a billboard.
It is, know? Right? It's hard to say that we, even with all these educated, smart people, that will go away.
You know what would be great is if those people that were doing those picks and all that stuff were like, you know, I'm awesome. That was like their entire caption. You know, like they didn't try and give like tips and anything fitness related, because like don't do it. Stop doing it.
That's actually really cool.
I think the pendulum is swinging on the whole I'm going to show off how flashy I am type of deal.
Yeah.
You're already starting to see it. Look, if you're a politician today, you don't want people to know how much money you make. You don't, because that's bad now. It wasn't like that in the 80s. In the 80s, if you're freaking, you know, making shit tons of money, people, there was a show called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. You guys remember that shit?
Yeah.
That show today kind of would piss people off a little bit.
It would
bring heat on people.
Right.
So I would like to see this. I would like to see celebrities, you know, you want to flaunt and show anything? Show us how many people you're helping. Show us your charity. Mm. Show us what you've built. Show us the amount of people you employ. Show us the real you. That's what I think they should do.
Yeah.
And that's what I think they're going to have to do. I think this whole, like I said, there's nothing wrong. Look, there's nothing wrong with buying a Lamborghini. There's nothing wrong with being successful. Hell, if you're successful, that probably means you made a lot of other people successful, and you've probably developed something that's brought people joy or some kind of value. You may have maybe created a product or whatever. But I think the days of using that to market are going to be over, and it's going to start to happen soon. I think people want to see more substance, and it's because people are more educated now. They're not ignorant like they used to be. So
I think that's sweet.
Yeah. So I think that's sweet.
I think that's sweet that we
it's
want.
Very
that.
Optimistic.
Yeah, it is. It's really optimistic. I don't think that's that's happening.
Adam's like, I'm getting in my Lamborghini.
Well, no, and it's just I feel like I feel like I'm somebody who's on both sides of the fence with that. I think there's you know, some people are
well,
always,
like your Dan Bilzerian. Like, I like how he does it,
right?
Because it's just like, hey, man, I got guns, I got chicks.
It's
I'm making money. Woo!
I think you said
but
it.
He pokes fun.
At
he's
it.
A parody, yeah. And he does it on
I
purpose.
Love it.
He's brilliant. He's brilliant at what he does.
Well, so there you go. So that's why I don't think it'll completely die. I think the cheese balls. I think the people that are the fake it till you make it peoples these are the ones that are going to hurt. And that's the worst part, and why the fitness industry has become so toxic when it comes to all this stuff, is because once companies like Shreds did something like what they're doing, well, then you, it's not, it's one thing that they did that, right? And they start doing all this bullshit with the photoshopping and the fake giving out the rewards and all this shit, the scamming going on and stuff like that, whatever it is that they're doing, that everybody else is emulating that. Then you have all these posers that aren't even driving, that have no business flaunting anything they have because they really don't have much, but then they're showing it all off like they do, and they're trying to put it off like it has something to do with their fitness career, which that's why when I got into the whole competing thing and everybody keeps asking me about that stuff, and I'm just like, there's no money in it. There's no money at all in it. Even the guy who wins all the shows still makes okay money. Like, and I mean, by okay, I mean, like, if you have a degree, you can go out and get a job for a lot more money, for sure, you know? And if you're half of a decent salesman, you could definitely make a lot more money. Like, it ain't that much money to do that, you know? So, I don't know. I don't know if we'll see... I don't know if we'll see it completely.
I don't know. I tend to be I tend to be very optimistic, and I tend to think in big terms. But I just see an industry that has hurt more people than it's helped. That's the thing that keeps me up at night. That's what makes me angry and upset. Because I want to be a part of an industry that helps more people than it hurts. Unfortunately, the reverse is true. I also am kind of sick and tired of the industry leaders. Our industry leaders are idiots. I don't like that. I don't like being in an industry where you look at the leaders of the top people, the top guys and girls that are selling the most products and building the biggest brands, and they're fucking idiots.
Right.
You put them next to the industry leaders of tech or of, you know, investments or of development, you know, real estate development, whatever, and they're literally, they cannot even stand in their shadow. They're idiots. And I'm sick of all that. I want an industry that actually does what the name says, which is fitness, actually making people fit and healthy,
optimizing their way of life.
There is, and I want people to go. I want to be able to turn to this industry when something happens, when someone feels sick, when someone needs to improve their body image, when someone's looking for answers. I don't want the opposite to be true, because I know way too many people who came to the fitness industry with, you know, maybe a little bit of their normal body image issue, and they left the fitness industry with huge body image issues, way worse off than they came into it. That's reverse. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up, and I don't like that. So
it's pretty common too.
So a lot of people are we call some people out. I don't like to bully people. We tend to shut up after we say something once or twice about someone, and you know. But man, backlash is getting ugly.
Oh no, it's getting bad. And you know, I don't feel like we didn't really call them out by name too much. I know Justin made the pumps thing for a very long time, so that. But I even how he did that, it was so funny. A lot of people didn't even get the joke or how it was satire. You know, like a lot of people didn't understand that. You know, it's funny.
Justin in his British humor.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Nobody got it.
No, nobody ever gets it. It's fine.
No. There was people that did, but there's a lot of people that didn't get that. But that's because I think everybody else's first thing to do when they see something like that is to attack it and be so evil.
Yeah, like, man, angry, like pitchforks and stuff. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah. Now all these pages that I see that are like coming out, and you know what? I don't know. When someone's already, like, I feel like they're already getting knocked down hard. I mean, if you're on social media whatsoever, you know they're getting beat up. If you've been on there at all in the last month. So to me, like, why kick someone when they're already down? Like, you know what? Where were you at when they're at the top and they're driving the Lamborghinis and celebrating and gooing and gone over their shit? Like, that's when you're saying, like, and that's when we were talking about it back then, that, hey, you know, well, be careful. Don't get all excited about this company because it's built on straw, you know? And now that it's all fallen down, it's not like I want to be the person to be like, told you so. It's like, man, that sucks. You know, it's unfortunate, but it's very common and it's all over.
Dude, the market is ruthless. And if you come out and you lose your consumer's trust, either by ripping them off or by presenting something, you know, they trusted you and you present something and they realize that it's fake, you will go down in flames today far faster than 15 years ago. Like, now it's a matter of months. So let that be a warning. Yeah. You know, you come out, you say something you're going to be able to stand behind, you sell something you're going to be able to stand behind. You might not get sued. The government might not come after you. You might not get, you know, although you might get a lawsuit like some supplement companies. But let me tell you, the public is they
buy in, like, all in. Like, that's the thing. Like, they, like, what you're presenting, they're like, yeah, like, you're 100% right. You know, like they buy in. They don't have any other filter to kind of slow that process. Like, so that's why they get so angry. It's because they totally got bamboozled.
They did, and people don't like that. I mean, here's the reality. People don't like that part of themselves. Let me explain.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that I will buy a magazine because someone looks better, and then I realize it's Photoshopped. And I say, oh, fuck, I don't like that. I'm not going to buy that magazine anymore, but I'm going to continue doing it for the next magazine. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't like that about themselves, that they can be fooled so easily, and that we tend to be driven by these instincts that, you know, I'm going to like this because they said the right things, even though I know it's bullshit. So when it gets pointed out, it's like, we're rebelling hard, but it's almost like we're rebelling against ourselves.
You are. It's exactly what you're doing. Yeah. It's the inner struggle of self-awareness right there. Uh-huh. You're aware that you kind of got bamboozled, but you kind of let yourself get bamboozled over the whole situation. And really, the only person that you should be upset at yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know that you shouldn't see those tendencies that you already have that are built into you, and to learn from that. That's why I just said how I admit that. I admit that I'm drawn into it. I click through the page. I look at the Lamborghini. I think the motorcycle's cool. I think the truck is awesome. The toys, the shoe collection. Like I look at all that stuff. I like that shit. It pulls me in, but I'm not dumb enough just because I see what it's feeding for me mm-hmm. to like buy into a different message that has nothing to do with shoes, Lamborghinis, or helicopter pads. It has fitness has nothing to, like you said, to do with that. So why would I allow my brain to couple the two of them together? Yeah. I separate them. I look at the stuff. I'm entertained by it visually, and I think, wow, that's cool. I want a Lamborghini too. Wow, that's cool. I like those shoes. But I'm not going to go like, wow, those are cool shoes. Look at that Lamborghini. Wow, this must be really good fitness advice right here.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try this today at the gym.
Well, and that's like, what I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
And like, that's why I think the pendulum is swinging, because it's all consumer driven. You know, the consumer wanted that. They liked it. But now that they're becoming more informed, they're starting to realize that maybe I don't like that. I don't like that I used to like that. And I want real information. And it looks like the workout and the way my workout is put together and programmed is far more important than these guys made it sound like. It's actually probably the most important thing that I'm doing besides diet in order to get me fit and healthy. And it's not just about going to the gym and moving and then taking 15 bottles of different supplements. It's actually about how I work out and how I put things together. So, and that's why if you look at Mind Pump, what do we sell? We sell programming.
Right.
We don't sell anything else. We sell programming.
Information.
That's it. We sell information because we know that's the most important things that make the biggest impact. And we just released Maps Aesthetic, and I love doing stuff like that, because I love seeing the feedback, and people are loving it, man. They're getting blown away. So,
well, and this
brains are sexier.
Maps Aesthetic is so perfect transition from this topic, because this is a lot of what inspired it. Is most of these fitness icons or whatever, Insta famous, who whatever you want to call them, that built their credibility as a trainer through their Instagram pictures. Crazy to me. That's so crazy when I think when you say that out loud, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's,
you know,
dirty.
Like, yeah, it is dirty. Yeah. Literally, that's these guys. There's so many of them out, and some of them are very successful. Very successful. They built this huge celebrity name for themselves, however, and now they're charging a monthly fee or selling programs, and they hustle a lot of them, and they make really good money. And that, it drives me nuts, because their programs that they do themselves, and they're not even programs, they're workouts. They're workouts that they like to do that has no rhyme or reason on how to build or shape a physique whatsoever. It's just intense. It's all centered around intensity and volume. Every single one of them, and all the different flavors of all of them, all the spins on them are slight little modifications. Oh, he doesn't like these. I like these, and oh, I like the super to set this with that, set it like that, or oh, I put the bands on over here and use the chains for that. And there's just like all this like chaos to just fuck your body up. And yeah, if you do it for 4 to 6 weeks, like, yeah, of course, yeah, if you pound your body that hard for 4 to 6 weeks, you will force it to adapt to somewhat, and you will see some change in it. But where do you go from there?
And not only that, but you're left with nothing. You're left with no information on how to
train yourself. Yeah, exactly. What was the rhyme and reason?
Why you don't understand it. You don't get how to understand exercise, because if you're embarking on this journey of fitness, it is a journey. It is a lifelong journey. And until you understand how to program training for yourself and how, you know, workout should be phased and why exercises are in a particular order and what works and what doesn't work. Until you understand that, all you're ever going to do is you're going to spend money on this one that has exercises in this order and this one that has exercises, and you're just going to follow that shit and you're going to plateau and then maybe stop and then leave the fitness industry. And let's be honest, the vast majority of people that get in the fitness journey leave the fitness journey. The vast majority of people do not continue it. And I can guarantee you this much right now. You hand me the average person to train them personally, and the odds of them making a lifelong fitness journey are astronomically higher than if they were doing it on their own. And it's not because, you know, has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with the information I'm providing and teaching them, and they will develop. I have clients that I trained, you know, 14 years ago who are personal trainers now. They became personal trainers because they went through that journey and decided that this is what they wanted to do. And they did not like exercise when I started training them. They'd never done it before. So that's the difference between something like MAPS Aesthetic.
Well, a lot of times those are the people, right? I would say that that's the majority of the people that have done that with me also were the ones that hated it at first. But a lot of it, they hated because they were frustrated because they were smart people. Yes. And they just hadn't put the pieces together, couldn't you agree? All of us are like this too. Yeah. Whenever something stumps me, I get irritated because I feel like I do my due diligence. I start to research and read and study and try and figure it out. And when I can't put it together, you know, I get really frustrated, which I get those people, you know. But then once you give that person and you show them the formula and you teach them, then get them to understand and learn about their body, then the light bulb goes off, and then you fall in love with it.
Well, this is how our MAPS programs are designed. MAPS Aesthetic, available right now at mindpumpmedia.com, and hopefully it's still on sale when this airs. I believe the sale ends April 26th, so you can start for as little as $44. By the way, leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, and if you want more information, you can check us out on Instagram at mindpumpradio. You can check me out at mindpumpsal, Adam at Mind Pump Adam, and Justin at Mind Pump Justin.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.